Today is Tuesday, October 10th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Angel Food Cake Day. It is also National Cake Decorating Day. National Handbag Day, and National Metric Day. That's you know, that's pertinent because I'm all off kilter on my recording this week, but so I'm releasing this a little bit late. But I've been working a lot on KPIs, key performance indicators, for my stuff, because we got a new leader in our area and he wants to see things differently. So we're all being asked to redo our roadmaps and come up with productivity measurements and like all this kind of stuff. And so I've been working on that. So it just makes the fact that it's National Metric Day is ironic. It's not ironic, but it's interesting, to say the least. So yeah, we have a little bit of contact, so I will go ahead and... So, Scotty, and I don't know if this was for Geeky Gay, I don't know if it was for the mix, I'm not really sure, but he says, guys, I thought this was very interesting, an email from Apple about Apple Care due to Australian consumer law. He says, you can say no to being sold insurance. It is not compulsory. Salespeople must wait 4 days before selling you insurance as an extra to your main purchase. You can say no to being contacted about Apple Care. So he found it interesting that, that you can opt out of Apple Care. I'm not really sure why that's interesting, but okay. Thank you, Scotty. But we also have a voicemail. I don't really have an opinion about Apple Care, so we're just going to move along on that. Of course, all of those insurances are optional. It's not like health insurance or auto insurance. And I don't even know how that is in other countries. In the US, you must have auto insurance. Really, it's just auto insurance. I believe it's not a law. So the only law, I believe, is, God, I'm going to get the stuff so wrong and people are going to, Auntie Scott is going to write me an angry letter. But I feel like auto insurance is the only one that's legally required. The rest of them are like, you know, oh no, health insurance. Health insurance is now legally required because of the Affordable Care Act or whatever. You have to show on your, I believe, you know what? I'm going to go, is health insurance mandatory in the U.S.? Is health insurance required? Health insurance coverage is no longer mandatory at the federal level. I don't know. It's all up in the air, but I thought you had to report it. Oh my God, I've stepped in a minefield. I know that auto insurance is required. I don't know about anything else, but certainly those insurance policies for technology that you buy, like Apple Care and stuff like that, obviously that stuff is not required. But anyway, we have a voicemail from Scotty, so let's listen to that.
This is a message for Kathy Bacon regarding her video of the horse-drawn carriages in Outback America today on X, formerly Twitter. Is she visiting Amish country because she just had major surgery on her arm? I mean, that's taking things to a whole new level.
What?
Okay, this is Scotty Yossi Battler. Bye.
Oh my God, Scotty. I am so confused. Thank you for your call. Always love your calls. It was not about anything that we had discussed on Geeky Gay, but hey, you know, it is what it is. I'm not really looking at X, formerly known as Twitter. I mean, we all feel like we have to do the whole Prince treatment, right? Prince, formerly known as, or whatever his new name. You know, I guess you guys remember when Prince was going through all those various names. There was a time when there was just a symbol, like, you know, the artist formerly known as Prince is what everyone. So I feel like we're saying, you know, the company formerly known as Twitter X. But anyway, I'm not looking at it as much anymore. I'm kind of irritated that they changed the name, and I'm not a big fan of Elon Musk. I'm not off of it, but I'm just not really paying a whole lot of attention. So I don't know what she said, but I'm not sure why you would visit Amish country because of an injury or a surgery. That doesn't really make sense to me. But, you know, it is what it is. So lastly, I hope, because I deleted a bunch of emails this morning and I thought, oh, what if a bunch of them were for Geeky Gay? I wasn't paying attention, but I did get an email from Dr. P, and he says, hey, Adam, just an FYI, heartworm can't be detected in fecal matter, so if your vet is using that as a heartworm diagnostic, it's time to get a new vet. Heartworm is usually tested initially by antigen test in the blood. Heartworm preventative, however, works against many intestinal parasitic worms as well, which they can test fecal matter for eggs by flotation and visualization under a microscope. I wouldn't think a fecal test, as long as a blood test was performed in the last 6 months, should prevent a renewal of the heartworm preventative medication. Just my two cents. Okay. So first of all, the doctor, look, I'm not a doctor and I'm not a vet for sure. So I don't really pay enough attention probably to like what needs to be done. Like I said before, I kind of treat the vet like the mechanic, meaning I know nothing. And I just go in and I say, here's my pet. Do the thing that you need to do. Just the way I do with my car. I go to the dealership and I say, hey, here's my car. What needs to be done? And, you know, they probably take advantage of me. Who knows? But that's what I do. It is perfectly reasonable to think that they require this test in order to do a new prescription because maybe, again, you know, the medication that I'm using is for more than just heartworm. I don't even know the answer to that. But, and they do a blood test as well. I do know that. So now I don't remember whether they did the blood test. Because it was all confusing. I didn't know why she was at. This was the thing. We go in May or whenever it is, and I don't know why she's asking me. I'm just like, do what needs to be done, whatever that is. Like, do it all, you know. But then she specifically comes back and says, "Do you want the fecal exam?" And I'm like, "Well, is the fecal exam needed?" You know, I said, "Do everything that needs to be done." So. Honestly, Dr. P, thanks for the information. I may have to do some research and get back to you guys on that. I'm not really sure, but all I know is that they required it. But I believe, now I can't remember, but I feel like they did do a blood. I feel like they did a blood and a fecal, that they require both. But I don't know if I saved the receipt, so I'll have to investigate that. We'll see. Coming up on a future episode of Geeky Gay, we'll figure it out. But bottom line, Dr. P, look, I treat it like the mechanic. I don't know. They tell me something and I'm just like, yeah, do it. Needs to be done. Great. They've always been a good vet in the past. This is the first time I've really had an incident with them. And I was told, you know, just some of the newer assistants, because the doctor doesn't do those types of tests. They use their assistants for that. And I was just told that, you know, some of the newer assistants maybe aren't clear enough in their communication. And so they apologize for that. They weren't thorough enough in their communication. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, if more stuff happens, then I will consider changing, because we have a vet that's much closer to where we live now. So it wouldn't be bad to get a closer vet anyway. So it is definitely a consideration. So we were talking about the weekend, but I'm almost out of time here. So on Saturday, I don't remember where we got, but we went to a restaurant Saturday evening. The food was not that great. to be honest. I was so mad because the first thing we go in, and Mark and I wanted two different drinks. And the first thing the server says is, we don't have those drinks available. He didn't even take our... He just said, oh, I just want to let you know. Which I guess is preferable, but I was just mad that they had them on the menu and they weren't there. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.